This is Hoes with Feelings. Hello, my name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings. Welcome to a podcast with two unstable women with matching vapes, matching vengeful Virgo thoughts.
Yep. And we're both double Virgos.
Double Virgos.
So is Fiona Apple. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but that makes a lot of
sense.
It
makes so much
sense. Her music does resonate with
me. All of her music is the most intense, like, vitriol that I think not only double Virgos experience, but definitely double
Virgos. But Melissa specifically is feeling that kind of vitriol.
I woke up today after not sleeping well, thanks to our sponsor, Leisure Center.
Leisure Center is her boyfriend.
Leisure Center is my boyfriend. And although we do appreciate the outfits that we're wearing, we're really, really mad at him.
Stop saying we.
You're in it. You're on my side.
I am on your side.
You're not on my side.
I am on your side. Whoa. Do y'all see?
I'm on one.
She is on one, puffing on the vape like it's about to expire.
Who got me on this vape?
It was me. And this is the best kind.
This is grape our new ice. Sponsor.
Grape Ice.
Grape Ice.
Elf Bar.
Knockoff Elf Bar.
Is it a knockoff?
I think so.
I think this is the Elf Bar.
I think that people are doing this shape now because people want Elf Bars.
Either way, I'll take it.
I love it.
Anyway, Melissa, I also woke up with an attitude.
Yeah.
Our producer, Connor, he had a relationship issue as well. So,
it might be in the air.
It might be something in the ear. I don't know. Like, I just woke up this morning and I get annoyed at how Hamadeh just, like, when he wakes up, he's not like, and this is an ongoing thing. He's just not like affectionate and intimate and sweet in the morning. As soon as he opens his eyes, he's like, okay, we have to do the laundry. We're going to the grocery store. And I'm like, chill.
He's also a Virgo. But I like that about Hamadeh. Like, Hamadeh's like, I have my shit together. We're doing it. We're whatever. Like, I am annoyed right now in my relationship. I'm like, what? I have to be the grown up right now? You be the grown up.
That's tea. That's tea.
You
want him to be the grown up. And I feel like he usually is, though.
He is oftentimes.
But also, shout out to our sponsor, Leisure Center. Just note who, you know, is kind of standing up for you in this episode.
Wow.
No, because you know what? I think that you just get really angry, and I think you have a reason to be angry. But I also think that, like, I recognize when someone, like, really rides for my friend.
What? And Frank does?
Yes,
of
bitch.
Of course. I know. Well, you know, that is also the reason.
And then there was,
like,
that time that he said, I love you on a pizza. I literally cannot let that go. I think it's the most romantic thing ever.
Well, no, he is a romantic person, of course. And yes, I'm obsessed with my relationship. I love it. But I am, like, letting go of my anger is impossible.
Yeah.
Like, I just know it's going to be in me for, like, 2 days. And I'm going to be so mad at him for, like, a long time. And he didn't even really do anything. He just stayed out late. He stayed out later than I wanted, and it woke me up. But we had stayed out late the night before. So it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Have you never done that, Melissa?
I don't think that's the point.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that as well.
Oh, okay. Connor's laughing at you because
Connor is laughing at me. I will shout out to Connor in this one because Connor, in this situation, we won't air Connor's shit, but, like, he responded very self-aware and very calmly to his situation, which I have not.
Yeah.
I'm firing off some really crazy texts.
Yeah, you are. You are firing off some really crazy texts.
I said that Carolina thinks that I should break up with my boyfriend.
I never said that and would never say that. I love that man. And my husband loves that man. We need him. So I'm very much Team Leisure Center. Could we never, ever call him by his name? We'll always just call him Leisure Center.
Yeah.
Lower East Side.
Leisure Center, Lower East Side.
Yes, that's where you can find them and their store.
And Leisure Center, Lower East Side needs to get their shit together and come home when they say they're going to come home.
But today we wanted to talk about fighting fair. And I think that this is the perfect topic for today because of, you know,
I don't think I can speak to this.
You
I
can.
I don't think I know how to fight fair.
You do, though. You don't know how to fight fair with certain people, but you know how to fight fair with certain people.
That is
you definitely thing. Fight fair with me. Sometimes you get mad at me, but I can literally see it in your eyes where you're like, I'm not going to eviscerate her. But then sometimes you go off. Let me tell you something, Melissa. When she gets mad, this bitch goes off. She
so
cursed
bad.
Me out so bad. No, you would have thought that I sucked her man's dick.
When
I kept saying that I had a gushy pussy. I kept saying I had a gushy pussy, and Here's Melissa was pissed.
This
she was like, you
thing.
Don't respect me. You're disrespectful.
I said you don't respect me because I was like, can you not viscerally talk about your wet vagina while we're like in bed? This is when we're on tour. And we're sharing a space and we're living together. We're in a car. We're in the bed together. We're nonstop together all the time. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to think about your like soaking wet vagina right now in a visceral, visual way. And then I was
Why
like,
not?
Because I don't want to think of you that way. I want to think of you as my friend in a platonic setting. And then if we're fucking, if we're talking, if we're getting drinks, yes, of course. Tell me all about your gushy vagina. But when it came to respect, I was like, don't say it. And what'd you do? Say it.
I said it.
A bunch of times.
And just
because you love to toy with me. You love to fuck around with me. Whenever we fight, it's youngest child, oldest child shit.
Yeah, because like, I'm the youngest and she's the oldest.
And she'll come in with the youngest child attitude, which is, look at the experience that I'm having that everyone cares about and wants to hear about. Yay. And the like oldest children are like, no one cares.
Yeah. Oldest children are like, shut up.
Shut up.
And it's like,
no one cares.
Be nice.
That's fair.
Be
That's fair.
Nice.
The audience is really getting too much of an inside view of me right now. But yeah.
But
no,
why
there
not?
Is anger.
That's why we're doing this.
There is anger that I have to deal with. 1000%. Like, it is about like controlling my emotions and my anger for sure.
I mean,
but right now it doesn't seem like my problem.
And that's valid. But then that's the other thing I was going to say. I was going to say, like, it is about controlling your anger. Because I also, when I'm ready to fly off the handle, I'm ready to fly off the handle.
And it does become a sport for me. Fighting is sport.
It is entertaining. It's something I do even if I'm bored sometimes. And that's
yes.
wrong. That
yes.
I need to stop.
Yeah.
But what I was saying to you is that for some reason, when it comes to fighting fair, I can do that with my friends.
Yes.
But I cannot, it's harder for me to do that with my family and my boyfriend, lover,
right.
spouse.
Because you can't show that stuff to like a friend.
You can, but you can't.
You can't.
It's like
and
you
I don't
can,
want to.
You don't want to because
yes.
you're like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like I have, it's not that I don't have empathy for my family and my, I don't know. It's just a totally different thing. I'm not sure what it is. We need to get a psychiatrist to come on here and explain
yeah.
it. But for some reason, when it comes to, and you know what I realize when it comes to fighting and fighting fair, I feel like even with past boyfriends, I may have fought a little bit more fair. But with Hamide, I don't
yeah.
hold any fucking punches.
Me either.
I will go, I will take him down to the ground and I will hold it. I will, the other day, I don't remember what he did to me, but I refused to come to the bed. And he was like, please come to bed. Please come to bed. And I was
That's
like,
nice.
No, I am sleeping on the couch. And he was like, I can't sleep if you don't come to the bed. And I was like,
Aww.
Well, then I guess you're not going to sleep by yourself. And then I made myself sleep out in the living room. Then when he woke up in the morning,
why,
I'm like,
my question is, why didn't you tell him to go to the couch?
No, because I like watching TV. And our TV's Fair. In the living room. And then in the morning, I was like, how was your sleep? Was it good? Was it nice? You have lots of space. And he was like, I didn't want to sleep alone. You made me sleep alone. And I was like, did I? Because part of me is like, and also he tried to sleep on the couch with me and I kicked him out. But then in the back of my mind, I was like, why didn't you come back?
Yeah. I mean, it is control stuff too.
Yeah.
1000%.
Yeah.
And that I think is a Virgo challenge. I'm not going to blame everything on being a Virgo, but I think that like we are a ruthless breed.
We are a ruthless breed, but like, I don't know. I think I could, there's sometimes when I am like, I do think about a fight and I do kind of like, you know, with everything going on with my crazy little niece,
yeah.
I feel like even though she's my family, I'm trying really hard because she's 15. She's trying to be a little rebel. I'm trying really hard to be more, I don't know, diplomatic or whatever.
Right.
Whereas,
and that's good. That's a good instinct because nothing is more pathetic. Like when I will fight with my youngest sister, who mm-hmm. is 6 years younger than me, she would literally throw it in my face and be like, you're fighting with a teenager. And I was like, drag me. And fair. Pathetic.
Yeah.
Absolutely pathetic.
My niece gave me an attitude. I'm like, okay, I try to be calm. My sister says something to me. I told you, I said to her, I said, shut up, Kendra, go put some conditioner in your hair. Put some gel in your hair. looking frizzy. And then she was like, mommy. But the thing about my sister, and my, I have an older sister and it's just me and her. We will fight. And then Kendra's thing is she'll be like, mommy, daddy. Literally, we were with our parents. And she's like, mommy, daddy, do you see what she said to me? And it's right.
Because grow up. You are in the family dynamic a lot more than I am. When you get around your family, there is no choice but to revert and become the absolute seven-year-old that you
yes
are
and no.
Inside.
She's got children. She needs to
listen. That's not my business. But I will say that, like, usually when you talk about your fights with your sister, I'm like, I get it. I get where she's coming from because I see that dynamic and that role, which is like she probably views it as like you getting away with everything, you doing everything you want, whatever. Everyone has this like warped view of you where she is like, I'm the victim here.
Yes.
I think that Delulu. Is the oldest child thing where it's like, I'm the victim.
She's the Lulu delusional.
Yeah, we all are.
But I feel like sometimes I fight the worst with my mom. Sometimes
oh my
when
God.
I fight with my mom, just because it's like, I love my mother so much, but she knows what to say to me. And I sometimes will not give her what she wants. And it just becomes a deadlock.
Yeah.
And like, because my mom, she can be a shady bitch.
Of course, as all mothers can.
And I feel like I'm not even that shady to her, but she just like wants so much attention. Like when, like on Father's Day, I'm trying to leave. I'm like, all right, hon, let's go. Let's leave. She's like, I need you to help me write an email. I'm like, but you.
But I can't relate to that. Like, I would love if my mother actually like needed me in any way. Maybe. Or maybe I would hate that. Maybe I've just never had that dynamic with my mom.
I feel you would find it annoying. I feel like you'd find it annoying.
Maybe I would, but I'm like, well, at least that's something we could, like, actually connect on. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with us, it's just always like, you know what I mean? It's just like, and, like, with her, that is the person who will trigger me to the end of the earth immediately.
Yeah.
And I truly have no control when it comes to her. Like, I will fire off at a boyfriend, but I will really fire off at my mother.
Yeah.
For sure.
I remember the first time Hamide heard me like scream at my mom. And it wasn't like I was like, fuck you or anything, but she was just like being annoying on the phone and like telling me what to do. And I was like, mommy.
But that's like cute. I feel like your fights are cute. Mine are like, you have betrayed me for the last time.
Teresa.
You have betrayed me. Yeah, I'm flipping tables. I'm like, I don't
I
need
swear
this
to God,
anymore.
You have betrayed me for the last time.
This is the last time. This is the last time. You will not be
you
back in my home again. Yes.
You disgust me.
I am, yeah, I have mob wife fight style
yeah.
for sure. It is all cinematic, like absolute violent feeling that I can't express other than like physicality and words that I can never take back. In a way that it's like, you murdered my brother.
You murdered my brother. Don't you ever step
I don't
foot
know.
In here again.
I don't know. I like, is it, I am the problem, of course. Like, that was when I was home. I stayed home for 2 months after my dad died. And
oh,
it was
yes.
me, my sisters, and my mom in this house during COVID. Grief city. We're all picking fights with each other. But I did in those moments, like, when I would look back, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's me. Like, it is me. Acting out in these ways. Like, it's everyone, for sure. But
I also think that
was a moment where I was really like, oh, wow. We got to be a little bit aware.
Yes, I think so. We definitely need to be a little bit more aware. But I also think that, like, when you're grieving, it's like...
Fair.
People get a pass when you're grieving.
Because
I think it brings out, like, the worst
But here's the real tea, which is, like, something, like, in therapy, like, my therapist would be like, okay, you're fighting with your partner. Like, it is you're fighting with your parents, which is so sad. And, like, seemingly inescapable.
Wait,
that, like,
what? Explain
you
that.
Just have the dynamic with your partner that you had with your parents, generally. You are one of your parents in the relationship, and they are, like, the other dynamic that you, like, need
and
to
heal. And
that
is my nightmare.
And right now, I'm being my mom,
I'm...
which is, like, insane anger for no reason, lashing out, whatever, to a seemingly innocent person who is imperfect, as everyone is. However, it just really seems like you should be more perfect. I didn't like how that sounded.
And that is some Virgo shit if you ever heard it.
Well, and you know, on Real Housewives of Miami, when Nicole is like, I just demand so much from the people around me. And she's like crying in her confessional. And she's like, I don't know if it's some Virgo shit. And I was like, ah!
It is.
It was crazy.
It is.
Because it's like her dad is like I mean, seems really fun. Like that Cuban guy. Yeah, with his gun, whatever. Yeah. And like, obviously that's a really frustrating father figure.
Yeah.
But like the what she was demanding of him and her other relationships, everyone was like, you have to give us some slack. Like cut us a little break.
The mom said that. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was just like, I can't. I have these standards. And I was just like, that feels really relatable.
Yeah.
And she's like my least favorite one on the show. I don't like her that much.
No, I don't love her, but I also can relate to that.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I do have a certain standard for the people around me. But I also think, but the reason for that is because we expect to get what we give. And we're Delulu in that way where we think we're.
I think I'm giving, but I'm not.
I think I'm giving.
I don't know, I'm giving.
Like, we are kind of giving, but like when we give with our whole hearts. So that feels so real to us.
Gives more than I give.
Of course.
I do have to say that.
Are you kidding me? We've talked about this. I'm a stay-at-home wife right now. I am an unemployed lady, but I like to say that I'm a stay-at-home wife.
I'm freelance.
Okay, yeah, she's freelance.
I have an excuse.
Yeah, you have an excuse. I'm just, you know, leashing off of that man. We are married, but I don't have anything to contribute.
Here's the
except
thing.
I have been cooking. And then I, like, sometimes clean. I could do better, but, like, you right. know, what do you want from me?
Feminism. You're not supposed to do that.
Feminism.
Here's the thing with you, which is, I think, cool, is that you are married. Like, you're not getting out of it, which is terrifying to me. But, like, every fight, I'm like, this is it.
You really?
I'm out of here. Which I am a runner. I was running away from home all the time. Like, if I'm just like, I don't like this, I don't need this, I'm out. And that I really do try to fight. But sometimes, like, I don't know if it's delusion. Sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm finally thinking clearly. Which side is right? You know what I mean?
I know. I can relate to that. Because the thing about being delusional, it's like, you see somebody else and you're like, that person is delusional. But they believe
it. But how do you spot that on yourself?
Exactly. How am I supposed to know when I'm being delusional when, like, I believe it? I don't know. I think that when I first got married, I will tell you, I always wanted to run away. That was my number one thing.
But that's too much paperwork.
We don't have to stay. Like, any little thing, I'd be like, oh, I want to go to my parents. That was my other thing. I'm going home.
But that is where we differ, where I'm like, home is like my most challenging environment ever. I'm like, going home? What? I'm just going to go into fucking Dante's Inferno? No, thank you. Are you kidding? No.
I'm like, I want to go home. I want to be taken care of. I want somebody to make me some food and do my laundry and hold my hand.
It might be that temporarily, yeah. But then I'm like, I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Something's going to piss me off.
Oh, yeah. No, they get on my nerves. I have to go away from them. I was with them for a whole week last week and I said, I've got to go.
Yeah.
But it was nice for like a day or two.
Right.
But after a while, it's like, then it starts to become like, well, are you going to cook? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? Help me with this. Help me with that. Do this for me. It's like, okay, can I
finish
reading
my book? Mine's just moods. Everyone just has moods. It's just, it's too many women. It's too many women.
It is a lot of women. It feels like your whole vibe is very.
My mom is the middle of five girls.
Yeah.
The middle child of five girls. That's one of the hardest hands.
Yeah.
That you can be dealt,
but also just five girls.
Five girls is illegal.
It
insane. That's too many. That's a coven. That is a coven. And then you just have to grow up amongst that with a Scorpio mom. Crazy.
I mean, my mom's a Cancer, so it's just drama, drama, drama everywhere.
Your mom is a telenovela star.
She
is starring. There is no one with more main character energy.
I need you to help me with an email.
She's working for a daytime Emmy nonstop.
Mommy, why did you wait until I'm about to walk out of there? Okay, no. It's okay.
No, I'll just die.
No. Yes. One time we.
I love that energy.
That energy. I mean, but the thing
that's
is,
mean.
You have that energy,
I know,
and so do
mean.
I. And you were saying something like you said your therapist said that your relationships, like one of you is playing the role of one of your parents. I see that so much,
yeah.
And it scares me. But then also, I look at my parents and I'm like, well, you are still married, and you do still love each other.
See.
So like, I'll give you that. But then on the other hand, I'm just like, y'all need therapy. Like, y'all is still unbalanced and y'all are still, you know, y'all still have your issues where like my mom is just like always like thinking about what my dad wants her to do. And like sometimes it feels like she doesn't want to do her own thoughts and like do her own thing. She was like, well, oh, Dolly, so what is he doing? And I'm like, girl, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Go and live your life, which she does. But it takes a lot of convincing to make her do that.
I mean, imagine being married for that long.
Girl,
that's
I can't.
Insane. That's insane.
I'm about to be married for 3 years in September, and I still can't believe it.
I think we're in like a really weird generation where we're like, we're in therapy, we're dealing with our shit, we have more self-awareness than like our parents, 1,000%, but they will not go to therapy.
Who, them? Oh, no.
Yeah. So like, you're just kind of at a stop where like you can control your shit to a certain extent and work on yourself, but they're still going to be in their cycles.
No, I mean, I think they need
issues.
To go to couples therapy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
how are you going to be married for like over 30 years and then calling your daughter to ask, to calling me to call my dad to ask him where her medicine is. Then he's saying, oh, I'm not going to tell her where the medicine is. You tell her to call me. And then she's saying, but well, then if he won't tell you where the medicine is, I'll just stay here and die.
I know. That is a dynamic that I have no experience in. And it really sometimes blows my mind. Like, I did hear you on the phone when we were in DC and you're like, I'm just suggesting that you go see mommy or whatever.
Yes.
It also does blow my mind that you call your parents mommy and daddy. I've just gotten used to it by now. But like, as a child, I was like, ew.
Really?
I think I always saw daddy as a sexual term.
Ew.
Even as a child, I was like, I cannot speak those words.
I call them mommy and daddy.
I've never called my mom mommy
them.
Once in my life. Never.
I think
I was like, this is a business relationship. That is how I kind of feel about my childhood. And I was like in a lease that I couldn't get out of.
But I think you also were like a very mature child from the
way
that you describe it.
I have been this way.
I liked being a kid. You used to say, you told me you didn't like being younger. Like,
no,
you wanted to be an adult.
I was like, can I have a job and a car already? And they were like, you're 8. Yeah.
I was like, that looks stressful. Adulthood looks stressful. I'm chilling here.
But I think that's being the oldest. It's like, okay, there's the babies. What am I? 8? What? That doesn't make sense to me. I was like, I need to be living on my own.
I need my space.
And that is delusional. And that is pure delusion.
No, shut up. We're not delusional. Never.
Okay. Well, then what do you think is fair fighting as far as like the people that we can really unleash on? What is fair fighting?
That's really hard. Okay. Here's what I think what fair fighting is. I think sometimes you have to just like let yourself be angry, but not say it out loud. And this I learned in couples therapy.
Impossible.
This I learned in couples therapy was that sometimes if you have something to say, you don't have to fight right then and in that moment. Sometimes you need to wait. And sometimes, and my therapist was like, if you really want to wait, if you can wait, wait until you get to therapy, excuse me, and then have the conversation there, which I never do, but Hamide always does.
That's cool.
It's hard for
me. Because Hamide has like true control over his emotions. Like to me, I'm like, then what do I do with my feelings until we fight? That's how I know it's a me problem, because it's like nervous system regulation and like that sort of shit that like I do not have the skills for. And I do truly need to learn.
What do you do with your feelings until you have like the conversation?
I text.
No, I would say don't text. I would say don't text. I'm good at not texting.
Of course don't text. But like,
I cannot text you. And I think that I feel like that's Virgo inside of me where I'm like, you've upset me. Now you need to sit in this silence.
Okay.
I don't text. But then also it's that
but then I'm like,
feeling.
Now he's just enjoying his life.
No, I don't think they are though.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's like, now he's just enjoying his life. He's not. He's just like not as panicked. And you're like, no, you've panicked me. So now I must
no.
panic you.
Well, and that is truly my mother. And that's just projection.
Yeah.
That's literally like what I received as a child, where it's like, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling whatever. Now you are. Now I have to push this out on you.
Okay.
Which is exactly what I'm doing to Leisure Center at this moment.
Absolutely. But my thing is, it's like, okay, we see that we're acting like our parents. How do we stop?
Yeah. I think that is the great question of humanity. Like, I don't think that anyone has a real solution to that besides like awareness and like the painful process of like actually acting different in the moment. Of like knowing the problem and then acting on it, which is what no one can do.
That's not true. People can do it. And I
Fine.
Do think
good people.
No, not even good people. I think that though, honestly, you think you haven't made progress or that you're not getting better. But I don't know. I feel like with couples
I think
therapy,
I've regressed lately.
Maybe you're just in a mood or in a place or in a moment.
Yeah. I'm going to get my period next week.
Oh, you're going to get your period
still,
next week.
Whatever.
That might explain a lot, honey.
Whatever. Well, maybe I'm sick of being like a psychotic bitch 1 week per 2 weeks per month.
Exactly.
Half of my life.
I know.
How is that fair? And then you get like physically ill for 3 days every single month. And maybe there's some resent on that.
Maybe there is.
That's
some
why I'm always like, I just need to date a woman. But as we all know,
that much doesn't solve anything.
That was the biggest letdown of when I started dating women, where I was like, all of my issues are because of men. Mm. Men are idiots. Men piss me off. Men are whatever. And then you get into it with a woman and you're like, oh, actually, I'm just attracted to unavailability in whatever gender it comes in.
But also relationships are relationships, period.
True.
Although true. I do feel like queer relationships, they just look more fun. And they also just look like a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? Productive. It just seems
well,
more productive.
Well, you're in it.
Yeah.
You were in it. In a lesbian situation, it's just like, we are looking at the root of it
constantly. Are you kidding me? Mary Kate came to New York.
Insane.
She's her friend. It's my fault that they ended up hooking up because I locked her out of my apartment, mm-hmm. not to keep her out of it, but just to teach her a lesson. But then I fell asleep. And so she
unpack that for a sec. You locked out your friend who was staying with you,
yes.
right? You locked the door on purpose.
Yes.
To
so that she would have to
her?
Knock on the door and uh-huh. then I could open the door and say, where the hell have you been?
Telenovela.
Yes.
And then what did you do?
And then I fell asleep. So she went to her friend.
Crazy.
So then she went to her friend who she was hanging out with that day. And then they became more than friends that night. And ever since then, they are like, she's coming back to New York.
Well, did you do the Lord's work or did you fuck everything up?
No, it feels like I did the Lord's work.
I know.
It feels like I did the Lord's work. Yeah. I'm Yenta.
You created love.
Also, ooh, can we? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I was just going to talk about. So this morning, Mary Kate asked me about Jonathan, my ex-boyfriend, and like what's going on with him and the girl. Mm. And then I said, well, I haven't texted him because I'm not allowed to. And then Hamide like didn't say anything, but he looked really angry when he was taking out the laundry. And I was like,
well, this is something that like we haven't fully delved into, which is like, I understand it because I'm also crazy, but like you dipping your toe into this like weird platonic friendship with the man who broke your heart, destroyed you. I get it. I get it 1000% because it's like you want to like, I don't know, feel some of that intensity or like get some sort of like retribution. I don't know. But
I don't think there's any retribution. It's just honestly like fun, curiosity. I don't see him that way anymore. I truly believe that he, like, I don't want him. He didn't want me. And I think, ew, like, that's on you.
That's on you.
But also, I don't have to be friends with him. If my partner, spouse or whatever says to me, no, you can't be, I'm uncomfortable with this. I don't like this. I'm not about to jeopardize that. For some man who didn't want me.
Of course. I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying that's something for therapy.
We're going to have to revisit that in therapy. Yeah, we started talking about it, but it's tomorrow.
Wait, so Hamide was mad at you because you were talking to Mary Kate about Jonathan?
No, I think he was mad that I said that I wasn't allowed to talk to him anymore.
Oh, yeah. Because now you're making Hamide the bad guy.
Well, he is.
I'm on Team Hamide.
Again, welcome to Hose's Feeling, a podcast of unstable women.
We never came out here and said, listen to us.
Uh-huh.
We are the role models.
But we do want you to listen to us.
That being said, rate, review, and like the podcast.
Like, subscribe.
Simply to give us resources to heal.
Mm-hmm. We need resources to heal. I mean, here's the thing about fighting fairly. It's so hard. I think the best you can do is just try to fight fairly. And so, you know, in the spirit of like thinking about fighting fairly, Melissa, how do you think in this situation with Leisure Center, mm-hmm. do you think moving like today, what could you do to fight fair?
Stop texting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the hard part about Leisure Center is that if you imagine Paddington Bear, that is him. Where nothing is on purpose, so nothing sweet. Is malicious, yet he's flooding the house with the fucking bathtub or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh my God, like, get your shit together. Not all the time, to be fair.
Most
of the time, it is very good. But like, when he does fuck up, I'm like, this is insane, which is, again, me demanding perfection. I think that I could obviously see that there was nothing he was doing that was purposely trying to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
That is fair of me to acknowledge, but I simply inside don't care. I'm like,
what if you could have the conversation of what can we do to make this never happen again?
Mm-hmm.
Would and that he's very make you open feel to that. Better?
That's to his credit. What he's like, okay, this happened. Like, and in general, like, his bounce back of anger if I fuck up is immediate. There is no punishment. There's nothing. I know. And that's really, really nice. I think that there's an element of me not wanting to move forward. I want to hang out in the disgusting feelings that I'm having mm-hmm. and just like keep expressing, keep jabbing, keep,
because
you know,
it finally gives you whatever's in there, whatever's been in there.
The projecting.
It gives you, it's just that like, okay, green light, go. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah. And it's adrenaline too. Like mm-hmm. it's exciting. I'm in a flow state. I know mm-hmm. exactly what to say to hurt someone. I'm in. And mm-hmm. it's bad. And it doesn't make me feel good after, for sure.
But it feels good in the moment.
Feels great in the moment.
Feels good
feels
in the
really
moment.
Feels really good. Mm-hmm. But it is ultimately not productive. And that does get me. Maybe that's Virgo. Where I'm like, okay, yeah, actually, now we've totally derailed.
But you're really good at, I don't know. Sometimes I think people need to learn a lesson. And sometimes I do think that people need to be a little bit punished in a way. And you're really good at holding your guns on that.
Yeah.
But sticking to your guns on that. But I think that also, you know, you have to learn when to let it
to
go.
Stop.
And
yeah.
I need to learn when to stick to my guns a little bit more. Because I was annoyed with Hamide. And then by the end of it, when he was leaving today, he tried to kiss me and I went. And then he kissed my shoulder. And then I was like,
aww. Yeah.
Like,
I can be broken as well. I can soften. I can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does take a while. And I think that that's something that I could vastly improve on. I think that, again, to his credit, like, he's like, okay, where do we go from here? How do mm-hmm. we fix this? What, like, dynamics do we need to set? Which is obviously, like, in this situation, like, if I'm making the responsible choice to not go out, you cannot come home and fuck with my sleep.
Yeah.
You cannot wake me up because you, for some reason, just decided to go out. And also, when I know, I'm like, you need to sleep. You need to sleep. And this is not, like, a common problem. He was like, when has this happened before? Fair, whatever. But I'm like, don't put me in, like, bad mommy mode where I'm like, you need to come home and sleep. Like, take care of yourself so I don't have to. Even though I know that's part of a relationship and I am willing to, as he takes care of me, I will take care of him. But it's like, you have to.
Here's what the hard thing is. Here's the hard part.
What?
They are allowed to make mistakes. And because we make mistakes all the time.
I know.
I make mistakes all the time.
And the reality is, because he doesn't make a big deal out of them, I feel like I'm not making mistakes. I'm like, I'm great.
That's tea. No, that's real tea. That's
because he doesn't give me shit when I do.
So, I mean, everyone's like, why did you think it was okay to go have lunch with Jonathan? Because he said it was okay, and I go out more than he doesn't even go out. Literally, Hamide dropped me off to that block party in front of that Ode to Babel. It was packed. With dudes.
Yeah.
And Hamide was like, okay, bye. And
Have fun.
Doesn't get jealous.
Frank gives
no shit. He's never like, come home at this time.
Well,
blah,
and to
blah,
me,
blah.
It's not about Frank going out. I know he's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I have a weird thing all of a sudden where, like, if I am going to bed without him and I wake up and he's not there, I'm like, where is he? What's going on?
No,
like, it's weird.
I have the same thing.
And I was never like this when we did not live.
We got to cut that
together.
Shit out, bitch. We got to cut that
shit out. But then also,
I
woke up again, still not home. Like, after he said he was coming home, after those texts, I was like, I woke up and I had a little spaz, which he is aware of.
I will call and call and call until.
And I did. Mm-hmm. And I did. Mm-hmm. And then he's in some basement where he doesn't have service. So I'm like, he's dead. He's dead. Or what? And I didn't even maybe think he's dead. It was more. It was more control. It was more control. Where are you?
To be honest, I get scared because I'm like, Hamide's driving around at night. What if the police pull him over? What if they like...
That is fair.
All, you know, black man in America.
That is fair.
That scares me. But it's also like, I still feel like I need to cut that shit out. I feel like I'm getting soft. I feel like I'm becoming a punk where it's like, I wake up in the middle of the night and he's not home and I got to sit around being like, where's Hamide? Like, no, bitch, go to sleep.
Go to sleep, but also, like, that's just how my brain works. It's like, I'm not going to be able to relax into slumber.
But I don't want to do that.
I don't
want to
be that either.
I want to sleep.
And then it makes me, I'm like, look what position you're putting me into.
You need some CBD gummies.
Well, there's a whole other level. I'm like, sure, I'll take melatonin. I'll take whatever. You saw me in the car with those CBD gummies. I can't ingest weed.
They put you to sleep.
Well, yes. But then I'm like, am I going to be groggy in the morning, whatever. Like,
if you take them early enough, you'll be fine.
Well, it was 4.
Never
and I'm
mind.
Trying to wake up at like 10. Like, what?
Never mind.
Which is reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You know how I am about my sleep. If I make a commitment to sleep and it is interrupted by anyone, it's a big
She
deal.
Is mean. She's mean when it comes to her sleep.
Everyone's gonna be like, this evil bitch.
And they're gonna be like, look at the girl with the bow in her hair. She's an angel.
She's so sweet. You are so much more likable than me. It's so unfortunate. It's so unfortunate. It's really hard.
But I like you.
I like you too. Whatever. I obviously need to get over it and not make, this is not ultimately a relationship ending fight. But I will
she's
take
saying
it to that
now,
level.
But I just want you to know that before we started filming, she was like, maybe I just need to break up with him.
I'm done.
And I'm
because,
like,
well, and like, I don't feel well versed enough to have a full conversation about this, but like attachment style shit, like mm-hmm. when you are, I think that I am anxious attachment before I'm in the relationship. I'm crazy. I'm like, where are you? What's going on? And then I'm in the relationship and I'm like, one foot out the door, whatever. And that's classic avoidant. So, and my therapist did say that, but like, I don't think it's productive to be that way. Like, if you are committed and like building life, it's like, what benefit is there to be like, or maybe not? You know what I mean?
I got like, married and I was still doing that. Yeah. I got married and I was like, I don't need you.
I mean,
I still say to him, I don't need you, but bitch, I do.
I know. And I don't know if I'll let myself admit that. But
you don't want to admit that. I was like, listing really nice things that he does and supports you
well,
with.
Okay.
And you were like, well, maybe I don't need that. Fuck. I'll tell you right now, I could not get that far.
Because I'm like,
solely
this is,
based off the fact that I need to be taken care of
right
now.
I know. Well, and that's, it reminds me of a Sex and the City episode where Carrie's like, computer crashes and Aiden's like, let me help you with this. And she's like, what good can come of that? Mm-hmm. I start relying on you for things.
Mm-hmm.
Then what if you're not there? Like, what if whatever? Like, I think I have a very, even though it is delusional because I do rely on him for a lot.
But I think.
But I'm like, I don't need that. I'm fine.
Well,
and
is,
I do think I would be, but obviously, but like.
You would be fine, but it's like, why be fine when you could be the best that you could be and happiest? When yeah. you're with someone who supports you. But I understand what you're saying like that. I don't like that feeling of like, okay, now I depend on this person.
Yeah.
And what if they
oh
weren't
my God.
There?
Nightmare.
It is really scary.
Nightmare.
When you're thinking about it that way. But if you think about it as like, oh, like this
I
is,
have this positive support.
Yeah. It's nice. But then sometimes it's like, wait a minute. Again, I'm afraid of just getting too soft and getting mm-hmm. too like, mm-hmm. just becoming like, hey. I mean, I'm pretty soft anyways. I'm pretty kind of like, whatever you know.
Yeah.
I was in Home Depot the other day, and I'm not going to lie. I was like, you know what? And maybe we should cut this out. This is very anti-feminist. But I was like, honestly, one of the best things about being married is that, like, sometimes it's nice to have someone to just, like, follow around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to think sometimes.
Right.
You don't have to be like, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. Mm. Sometimes you could just be like, okay, I'm going to a place and I'm going to be on autopilot and just kind of like taking my pictures and like, you know, doing my own thing and just kind of like living in my own world. And I know I'm going to make it to the destination or wherever I got to go because
right.
there's somebody who's
going
to take it. Yeah,
totally.
And that's nice.
You drive the car. Yeah.
That's the
you
best part, to be honest, because it's a lot of work besides that.
I get that really hard. I think another thing to note is that we're in very improbable careers that like takes a lot of out of us emotionally. And like, it seems like, at least to me, I'm like, the conditions have to be perfect for me to like attain success. And I have to be like looser with that. So like, if he fucks with that in any way, I am ruthless. Really, really crazy. If I was an accountant, maybe I'd be like, oh, I can be hungover and do someone's taxes. But if I'm like, I need to like actually have my brain functioning so I can write a fucking article, then I'm going to get really, really pissed.
Girl, when I got when me and Hamidi were getting married, like before we got married, I was like, I feel like I pulled him by his shirt like this. And I was like, let me tell you something. Right now, I'm never going to stop traveling. I'm never going to stop being an actress. And I'm never going to stop doing comedy. And don't you get in my fucking way.
Yeah.
And he was like, I won't. But because that's my number one thing. It's like, that was my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Was that I would get so distracted or he would get in my way or he wouldn't like what I was doing or staying out too late or traveling too
being
much.
Being controlled.
Blah, 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 blah.
Even
yeah.
inadvertently
yeah.
being controlled and reined in.
Yeah.
Because of a relationship. And I also think I have a bit of a complex about it because when I was in broadcasting school, all of my professors were obviously not on fucking ESPN. They were teaching at a college. And a lot of their stories were like, I met my spouse when I was living in like wherever, Ohio, getting my first job, and all of a sudden I followed them to their career destination, or like I settled down and had kids instead of like gunning for it. So I'm always like, you're trying to slow me down. You're trying to get in my way. You're trying to whatever.
Connor, are you trying to warn us? Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Connor. Connor, is he the most emotionally mature person in the room?
Very
right now?
Emotionally mature. I do wonder That's what so is sad. Running through Connor's mind as we're like, I think just Connor's angry women in the mic. He's like, you know what else?
I think Connor's scared.
Yeah.
And also now better informed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You're welcome, Connor.
Connor, you feel informed?
Great. Great. If we're in the business of informing tall white men how to think about women, then maybe that's
maybe
really
that's where
Lord's
our success
work.
Lies. Maybe. No, maybe that's where our success maybe. Lies. Maybe that's the target audience.
I'm like, we're changing the world. You're like,
we
we're
think
getting,
it's women.
We're getting the
bag. We think it's women and they.
Hoes and Feelings
gays,
is a podcast for tall white men.
Yes, Hoes and Feelings is a podcast for tall, thin white men. Do you not like me calling you thin, Connor?
Connor's probably just like.
You want me to say you got big muscles?
Okay.
That's true.
That's true. That's
okay, we'll place a photo of Connor here.
Love it.
He's not single.
Well, thank you for your support.
No, and also, you know what? I love this episode. I love what we've just done here. I think we needed to get it out.
Yeah.
We needed to get it
it's
out.
It's just hard to come into something so raw.
Yeah. No,
really raw.
No, we were though, but like that's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being emotionally vulnerable is hot.
It's my nightmare.
Valid, true.
It's my nightmare, yet I do it all the time.
Every day.
I am unleashed. Whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for being here. Don't judge us.
Don't judge us. We'll do a little